Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. After 22 and a half years, you'd think I could tell time, wouldn't you? You are celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century with our good friend Brad Huskin, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. IAS Training, India Alpha Sierra, IASTraining.com is Brad's website. Brad, you got some cool stuff there. People can help themselves to it online. You got a big deal for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We get our sales training courses and our sales management training courses, available online courses, and marked them at 50% off during the pandemic. So that people can use the time wisely and get the training and the knowledge and the skills that they need to set up the systems to ensure their success as we move forward on this.
Talk to us about that. Some of those programs. What are they going to learn when they go there that will get them regular ready for the new regular?
Well, I think that one of the things that you mentioned earlier in a segment just accidentally is I believe in non-negotiable standards.
Yep.
And that
and that's not accidentally. I quote you on that all the time.
Exactly, but people have to have their non-negotiable standards, and people have to know what the standards are, and they got to abide by those standards, and you got to give the justification behind why you're asking them to do these standards. And I would suggest that, I've got my pre-destiny standards set in place, but I'm sure there's going to be more that need to be added once we come out of this and come through it. So we got to relook at those things and see what adjustments and tweaks that we need to make in order to keep up with what's happening out there in the world. And there's sales standards, there's customer service standards, and some of the sales standards is you must attempt to add on. And that's more true now than it's ever been before, because add-ons are all pure plain profit. As we talked about in the last segment, if you're not profitable, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make a profit to stay in business, and add-ons is one way to do it. Yet people don't know how to add on effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about restaurants a little bit. And I know you'll agree with me 100%, but how many times have you gone to a restaurant and near the end of the meal, the waitress walks up and says, "You don't want any dessert, did you?" And you say, "Of course, no, I don't want dessert." And,
I always say, "Well, I actually did, but now I don't."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll be a little sarcastic about it, but
not me. I would not me. I wouldn't be sarcastic. You know that.
No, I wouldn't either. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. But if you just teach them to come out and say, "Geez, we got to have. Do you have an apple pie with cinnamon ice cream melting down the side, and the strawberry cheesecake tonight is just to die for. Let me bring out a few of those."
Mm-hmm.
Well, sales are going to go up. And, those are the kinds of things we teach. And in the management side, we teach you how to hire people and how to hold them accountable and how to set up accountability systems so you can measure people's progress. And you can train people effectively based on their strengths and based on their weaknesses, and really taking a proactive stance on making sure that you're the best that you can be, because people expect the best out of you, and they expect you to help them in order to be successful.
And make a transition. And, one of the things you talked about, standards, the word I use, and I like your word too, but the word I use is fundamentals. What you're talking about, some things, as I said earlier in our visit, Brad, some things that we did in December you're going to be using this coming December. But some things aren't, those things you're going to be using next December, those are fundamentals that were being used 100 years ago. They're going to be used 100 years from now, and most of them revolve around people being human. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yep, I think you're absolutely right, and I think that the world is changing very quickly.
fundamental part of it.
Exactly. The way we partake in these relationships is going to change.
Yeah.
So
that's
we
well
make
said.
Sure we're abreast of.
Hey, Brad, good job today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all the time over the years. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, IASTraining.com. Take advantage of his online courses. They're half price right now, and they're worth more than that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.